On today's podcast, we'll be talking about selecting the correct PPE. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Ensuring the safety of employees in industrial settings is a priority that all facilities must consider. With the right approach to selecting personal protective equipment, or PPE, based on OSHA's guidelines, workplaces can maintain higher safety standards and protect their workers effectively. Here's a streamlined guide for focusing on choosing the correct types of PPE and integrating essential aspects of a successful PPE safety program. Number one, understand the specific needs for head protection. Choosing between bump caps and hard hats depends on the level of hazards present in the workplace. Bump caps are suitable for areas with low risk impact from falling objects, offering workers a lighter, more comfortable option. In contrast, hard hats are essential in environments with a high risk of head injury from falling or flying objects. Ensuring the selected headgear complies with OSHA's standards is crucial for adequate protection. Number two, select the appropriate eye and face protection. The nature of hazards like chemical splashes, flying debris, or intense light requires careful eye and face protection selection. Safety glasses with side protection are a must for primary impact hazards, while goggles provide a tighter seal for protection against chemicals or dust. For environments with potential exposure to harmful radiation or intense heat, face shields offer an additional layer of security when used alongside primary eye protection. Always choose products that meet ANSI Z87.1 standards for eye and face protection. Number three, choose between regular clothing and high visibility clothing. The work environment dictates the necessity for regular or high visibility clothing. High visibility clothing is essential for operations near moving vehicles or equipment in low light conditions to ensure that workers are easily seen. This clothing should meet the ANSI ISIA 107 standard for high visibility safety apparel. In contrast, regular work clothing may suffice in controlled environments with no such hazards. Although we repeatedly state the following on our podcast, we always want you to keep it top of mind at all times. Training, maintenance, and a safety culture are essential for a successful PPE safety program. Workers must be trained on the proper use, limitations, and care of their PPE, understanding when and how to wear it correctly. A maintenance program ensuring regular inspection, cleaning, and replacement of PPE contributes to its effectiveness and longevity. Moreover, fostering a safety culture through engagement and recognition encourages compliance and proactive protection, reducing the likelihood of accidents. This integrated approach is critical to maximizing the benefits of PPE in safeguarding employees in factories and warehouses. We want all of our tips to be helpful, but always want you to follow the rules and regulations of your specific facility. Adapting these three tips to your safety protocols can enhance the effectiveness of your PPE strategy, ensuring workers are equipped with the right gear for the specific task. Remember, the foundation of a safe workplace lies in proper PPE selection backed by comprehensive training, maintenance, and a strong safety culture. Thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than MightyLine. MightyLine floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.